Welcome to week number 4 of... Tell them, John.
Hold on, let me get my business card.
Yeah.
Between 8 and 12 beers with Scott Wolf, Ross Vela...
And special guest, John Lamb.
I hate hippies.
Okay, John, I hope you're done with the hippie shit in the High Plains Reader because it's getting old. And I don't know...
They don't like me anymore.
I'm here too. I'm just trying to figure out the CD player. Sorry.
Yeah.
I guess we have listeners tonight. Woo! Go Woo! Listeners!
Ross is fresh back from a trip to Olympia, Washington. He went there to
check out the new Boeing. The new line of Boeing planes.
He's looking for a job. He's got welding skills. And if you're listening, Boeing, and I'm sure you are.
Ross the Riveter.
Ross.
I'm getting a job in Learn the Home Computer.
Rossy the Riveter.
I'm finally putting that degree to work.
Woo!
Learn the home computer.
Woo!
That university study is major is really paying off, Ross.
Tony's playing Space Invaders on us.
Why don't you talk about what tonight's show is? I'm trying to get this to work. I'm trying to understand.
Well, as you know, each week we pick a different theme and totally deviate from that theme within the first 5 minutes of the show. This week's theme is...
Sex!
Sex!
Woohoo!
You
Everybody wants it. Everybody loves it.
Just not with us.
Not with us, that's for sure, because I haven't had sex in God knows how long.
I know how long for me. It's been 3 years.
3 years for John.
That's right.
Ross, how long has it been for you?
Since what now?
Since you've had sex?
Sex.
With someone else?
Yeah.
Where's that sound effect when you need it?
Yeah.
The last time I had sex was... Fall 99, like October. September.
Oi.
We are having troubles over here.
Oh, technical difficulties.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you get all pent up like we do with the show about sex.
Yeah. You should see all the Maxims and...
Maybe Greg Carlson's with
magazines.
That's what we should have brought was like Swank.
Swank.
And some Max Hardcore
gallery.
Movies, perhaps?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you familiar with Max Hardcore there, Scott Wolf?
Max Hardcore. I've never heard of it. But
is that his name?
Max Hardcore, yeah.
Is that any? Is he related to Max Headroom?
Only in notoriety.
Oh, wow. This is a real person or a computer-generated person?
I guess it's a real person who makes really nasty pornos.
Fabulous.
That's what we were told last night at dinner.
Fabulous. Where'd you go to dinner at?
Guadalajara.
Guadalajara. Yeah. I've heard that's a really good... I heard you have to order by number there.
Sexiest restaurant in town.
Ooh. 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 Lots of sex.
Hot.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, we're trying to get Ross's tune playing here.
It's... Okay, well, we're ready to play it. We might have a little bit of a rougher show tonight since we...
I've all been drinking?
Rougher than what?
But rougher than hard sex, maybe. I don't know.
Anyway, we've got some big news later in the show.
Stay tuned. It's a concert announcement.
It might have something to do with Boys to Men. You know, I don't want to say anything, but it might have something to do with Boys to Men.
Or the Greenhouse Effect. We're not sure.
Don't go there.
There
I won't.
Well, let's play this. We can talk over it though, because it's kind of long, but it's about sex. It's called French Kiss. What kind of comment can you make to this song? I don't even know.
I think, like, this is a guy who lives in my building or something.
Have you guys ever heard, like, a chick moan like that when you're having sex with her, Ross? Have you?
What now?
It always comes from my neighbor, never from my own apartment.
This song, as I said, called French Kiss. It came out in, like, 87 or something, and I had my mom bring me to the mall so I could buy it on cassette single.
Who is it?
And you listened to it on the way back home?
No.
Who is it?
It's Lil Louis. Lil Louis. You heard.
Oh, God. Finish it up already.
It goes on for about 5 more minutes.
Much longer than I ever have.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, I should have brought my new men's health. 10 quick ways to bust your gut or something.
Well, I was looking in the Star Tribune, little weekend thing, their free time, I believe it's called. It's a ripoff of Diversions. And,
a shameless shatter.
And, boy, there's a lot of cool stuff going on in the city this weekend.
Like what? Is there a smile festival?
No, there's this new play opening.
A new play at the Chaska Theater? At the Chaska Dinner Theater?
Yeah.
Oh. Is this Tina Love Tony?
Well, I only go to dinner theaters, as you all know. I don't really partake in them.
God, what kind of sex is this? This is the most monotonous.
Yeah. What kind of what now?
There's nothing better than monotonous
by
sex.
The way, it all started like this. So, how's your evening so far?
It's all French.
How's your evening so far? It's not French. My friends may be un petit rusty, but...
I know, I took 2 years of French in high school, and I know 2 sentences. It's like a sentence per year.
You voudrais un bouchon?
No, I don't know what the hell that means.
I would like a drink.
I would like a drink. That's good. That would actually be useful, but yeah. I learned, je rase ma cochon avec beurre, which means I shave my pig with butter.
I shave?
Shave my pig with butter. Rase is shaved.
Avec le beurre.
Avec le beurre. Yeah. And then, what else? Ooh, what's the worst thing?
Can you just imagine, like, a 14-year-old, 15-year-old Rase would think it is?
Yeah. I need a rolling rock.
And we just want to give a big
sitting
shout
on top
out
of the
Roger.
Fridge, I'll take one of those. Roger is our producer slash waitress. Waiter.
Speaking of Britney Spears, I've got a Britney Spears surprise.
Oops, I did it again.
Nope, better. So this is Between 8 and 12 Beers, the sex show. We usually don't talk over every song.
Between 8 and 12 Condoms.
Oh, this is kind of like pre-techno almost. It's really good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Roger. I appreciate the beer.
I think the gays liked this song because it was about sex. Hey, by the way, I missed. When was the last time you had sex?
his mom's, not yours. I don't quite recall.
Does finger banging count?
I don't know. Ooh. I don't think finger. I think you actually have to have insertion before you can consider it sex.
Because, you know, I finger banged Donna in the corner booth at Duffy's a couple weeks ago.
Right on. I bet she was good, huh? Did your finger get off?
No, but what we've done is to control the sticker on the end.
Oh.
Can you tell me, am I doing it right?
Donna Summer?
No.
Is this just about over?
It's getting harder just to hold it inside.
It's getting harder to hold it inside. I mean, it's gonna happen.
I mean, it probably means it's getting fucking limp. Way to go, Roger. That wasn't part of the song, ladies and gentlemen. That was our producer. Roger. Roger Hastings.
So elegant in your nightwear.
I figured you guys were going to bring all this metal and stuff. I had to bring some, you know, who thinks about sex more than me, right? Who has that coin in the No one.
No, that's a good point.
My pleasure.
Anybody's actually listening to the song.
Yeah, no shit.
I think they can figure out how it goes after this.
Well, Roger, maybe we should just say this.
We're in when we're ready.
What time is it at right now? The song?
Don't bother Roger. He's got his glow sticks out.
No,
he's going riled over there in the corner.
The song?
Oh, wow, it's over.
Oh, no, I don't. It's not over. I think it's they come now.
Oh, this is like the build-up here, I believe.
And then what do they call this?
They
spoon
this the
after this? What?
Oh. They spoon something.
Well, he's got a never-ending boner, so
oh,
they're
is
like,
it over?
Oh, I just came.
I guess.
And now,
yeah, you better take it out.
Time to go again.
Hey.
Well, I guess that was French Kiss by Lil Louis.
That was about as anticlimactic as this show, I believe.
Yeah, and all the dead spots and whatnot.
We needed a sound effect there, I guess.
Coach and six records.
Record.
Coming to you in the morning.
There we go. That's what we needed.
The record that rocks Fargo.
Morehead.
We've got the new song from Third Eye Blind. Wait, isn't that the new Everclear?
No, that ding ding. Ding ding ding, ding ding ding.
Yeah.
Ding 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 ding.
Oh, that's like they have like the exact same formula for every one of their songs, don't they?
Yeah.
It's like the same fucking song every time I hear it. It's like
And speaking of simple songs, here's I Am a Rabbit by the Lemonheads.
Oh, not yet.
Oh no. Okay.
Just keep talking. Speaking of Everclear, when I was interviewing in my suit, I looked like the.
Where were you interviewing?
Where did
Everclear.
You interview? What are you talking about here?
Olympia, Washington.
You had an interview out there?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord, Ross.
Okay. We're
job
ready.
Interview?
Why would you want to leave
more on
such
that
a
later.
Beautiful city?
More on that, here's I Am a Rabbit by the Melonheads. Right there, show.
Hi there.
I was going to leave our mics on. Are any of our mics on now? Hello.
Hello.
Is anybody out there?
Since we don't know who the two people listening are, I'd just like to apologize to Huey for what he felt was a slight
dealt with.
He felt was a slight in my call.
Well, yeah, you had to put it into three episodes. I guess that's kind of more of a diss than. Jeez. John, I remember reading the first one. I'm like, oh, God, this is so lame. And then the second one came around. I'm like, God, thank God this is over. The third one came around, and I'm like, God, put an end to this shit.
Did you want to join a commune just to get away from it all?
I'm already part of a commune, so I was a little offended by your tongue-in-cheek remarks about my commune because, you know, you mentioned my commune in your article, and I'm a little disappointed.
I never meant to offend anybody.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, sort of.
You elitist journalists that listen to NPR.
What are you, an elitist cashier?
I'm part of the proletariat. Elitism is not part of my game, mister.
Choose Christ.
Choose Christ.
On that note.
Turn it up, Roger.
Before. We take off our clothes before in the door. 8 hours of work is especially tough when three times a day is barely enough. I got the carrot, you got the stick. You start to nibble, I start to lick, and we get our bodies all hot and sweaty and runny, and then we fuck like bunnies. Showing up early catches me off guard. Hearing your knock on my door gets me hard. You drive me rough like a pickup truck. It's a never-ending, non-stop boy fuck. I got the carrot, you got the stick. You start to nibble, I start to lick. And we get our bodies all hot and sweaty and runny. And then we fuck like bunnies. My friends, burn the candle with you at both ends. We might burn out like a supernova before the moment police roll over. I got the carrot, you got the stick. You start to nibble, I start to lick. And we get our bodies all hot and sweaty and runny. And now we fuck like bunnies. 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 Bunnies.
Push stop, Ross.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever fucked till your body got runny?
No.
Hot and wet and runny.
Does that include sweaty?
Well, I'd just like to point out that I don't remember what I just said to you, but your answer was to itch your armpit, John Lamb. I thought that was lovely.
Poignant. Very poignant.
Poignant.
That's a word we've never used on the show before.
No, it sure isn't. I've gotten the Improve Your Vocabulary book, and I've been working hard at it. Do you guys like satiable food?
Satiable food?
I like to think of myself as insatiable.
Oh.
Isn't that a boy band? Insatiable.
That's NSYNC, man. They're fucking awesome. You should hear their song.
You're on your own, Scott.
Can't think of it right now, anyway.
I can't name one NSYNC song.
Is one of their songs... Shit, I can't even think of it right now.
I don't think they have a song called that. You guys laughed at that. That was so lame. Well, let's just get right into the next
song. I do believe
song.
That's a Cypress Hill song, though.
Since Scott here played Pansy Division, I'm going to kind of go along with the gay sex.
And did you notice, Ross brought this point up, that the first song's title, not that we announced song titles here or anything, but the first song's title was Rabbits.
I Am a Rabbit.
I Am a Rabbit. Second song's title was... Oh, I just turned my microphone off there. Was Bunnies. And now let's see what Ross has for us.
I think it's called Fuck Like an Aardvark.
ironically enough, that's the name of the song.
Song.
That was the Chainsaw Kittens with Sore on the Floor. You know why he's sore?
He slept on his back wrong.
Hey, I think some unicorns just walked in, huh?
Hey, I just got a joke.
Oh, somebody shot the unicorns! Unicorn!
I got a joke from the new Rolling Stone.
Two, three, remove the hate.
All right, the unicorns are dead. Thanks to Roger's machine gun.
They killed the unicorns.
So I told my dad my grades were below sea level when I came home after my last test.
And what happened?
Well, he said, below sea level? Why, what on earth do you mean, son? And I said, oh, shit, I already fucked it up.
Woo!
Yeah, there you go.
I did see that. That was in Bazooka Joe?
No, that was in Rolling
Stone. Oh, my God, it's a phone call.
Oh, Lord, we have a phone call. Our first listener.
Sorry about that.
Which is odd.
It's Roger's wife.
Because we didn't even give away our number.
The show.
Hi, Tracy. Love you, Tracy.
Mark says he loves you guys.
Hi, Tracy.
Mark who?
Oh, our ex-producer, Mark.
He says he loves you guys, and he listens all the time.
Who's Mark again?
I think he's a fictional character.
Yeah.
Well, should we play the next song?
Yeah, this song.
Oh, wait,
going...
did you want to fix your joke there, Scott?
No, it's already done.
Okay, big announcement.
Here we go. You're gonna have to
tell.
Large, Mark, on the count of three, show as large as possible.
As large as he can.
One, two, go.
All right, nothing's going through.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
No?
Well, dumbass, you gotta scream.
Okay, on the count of three, say that really loud. One. Oh, all right.
Okay, this is called Dead Air.
Yeah, he's
okay, well, let's play a song, and maybe Mark will get his gumption up by the time we get back.
Rock it.
That song before.
That was quite provocative, like a song you might play on a prom date when you're driving to the after prom party.
When you're looking at her with those whiskey eyes.
Well, we're talking high school here. We're talking more like malt liquor eyes.
And that diesel dick.
Oh, that diesel dick. There's nothing like a diesel dick, is there, John?
I had
that
country one. Cooler
eyes. Did you have like a frilly umbrella swirling in your eyes, too?
I don't appreciate the sentiment behind that crap.
Nobody appreciates anything I do.
John, did you go to prom this year?
No, this is the 15th year in a row I've boycotted prom.
Yeah. I went to prom my junior year, and my girlfriend got drunk on malt liquor, and I had to...
You had to what?
I had to ditch her. I never fucked her. I never had sex on prom. I'm disappointed in that.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I guess that means it's time for another song.
That might be.
Well, stay tuned for another special announcement. Where it's the Big T Show.
Yeah.
We should just have the foreplay show, actually.
Oh. Scott's prom date bomb.
Symbolism. That's what that bomb dropping was all about. I
you know, I have a question.
We probably don't have the answer, but go ahead.
No, I better not ask it until after this song.
If it's about sex, maybe you should consult Cosmopolitan. Now, they have a lot of good articles about sex, Ross.
Okay.
Plus, Roger can play records.
Play, actually. I thought we were all being cool. But Roger's got his whiskey dick out or something. Do it again, he
says. Do it again, he says.
Says he.
Spank, woo, hey.
None of that socio-political shit on the sex show, god damn it.
Speaking of socio-political sex shit, we just had a very important, if not cryptic, call. Somebody called us with some breaking news.
Well, the only people that are going to understand this are the people that have been listening from the get-go.
The good portion of the society.
Oh, yeah. I mean, most people. I mean, this is like a nationally syndicated show. I mean, they play it on actual radio stations outside of Fargo-Moorhead.
A lot of the times they'll just play it over Howard Stern. Like, you can watch Howard Stern, but they'll play this show.
Yeah, it's fucking beautiful. I mean, we are fucking national stars.
Look at
stars.
That stripper's ass. Woo!
Woo! Put it up against a piece of plexi and pour Westland over her.
Yeah.
Anyways, the very important news we got was we have reason to believe that... Somebody in the band 800 Million.
And we have two bona fide
actually,
journalists
is
here.
Is it 800 Million? I thought it was 800 Millimeter.
No, that you're thinking 8 Millimeter now. Oh. They're a straight edge band that went to metal.
You're thinking 7 O'Clock Sucker. Anyways, we have reason to believe that this band, somebody from this band, is responsible for hacking into and destroying great... quantities of the Yahtzee website. Now we'll go to our news reporter, Roger Hastings. Roger, can we get a Roger, can you verify or deny any...
Get that man a mic.
Well, I can just say that I actually...
Roger, what's it like right now at Yahtzee and Home Office?
Well, all I can say is that I... This is what I know, John Lamb.
They have Telemonster there?
I picked up the telephone call, and somebody in a very obviously warped and distorted voice informed me of just what you've told the rest of America.
Roger, is there anything else you can tell us about this groundbreaking story?
No, there's nothing else I can tell you, just what I heard on the telephone.
Roger, was there any sounds in the background that might make you believe it was a phone call from any place like Southside Hardee's?
Well, I could hear some a microphone noise and a PA noise. It could have been like a drive-thru, I suppose, yeah.
A drive-thru or maybe a band practice?
Maybe a band practice, yeah.
Roger, who is in this band,
800
Decibels? Or whatever.
Well, I don't really know the guys too well. I know it's just Micah, Mark, and Aaron. And, you know, we can't go around, obviously.
John Lamb, doesn't Donna think that Micah's kind of cute?
I believe so.
Well, there's one thing that I want to know, ladies and gentlemen, and it's...
This is Sky.
Do these guys in 800 million like to party, Roger?
Fuck yeah!
Well, then it's all right with me.
Do they like to regret shit? Never fails to get a laugh from someone. Ooh, okay, should we play a song, yeah?
Kick it.
This song is called Makeout Club.
You were the very first one. You we
Wow. Ooh. Whoa, shit. I'm a beast.
That was Wasp with their trademark song, Animal, Fuck Like a Beast.
Fuck Like a Beast. Is that in parentheses, or is that like an alternate title?
I think it's actually Animal Dash, Fuck Like a Beast.
Oh, it's a dash. Well, that's really literary.
Check it out.
Shit, I have one right
here.
That
was our prom theme song.
Does anybody here have that thong song? I was hoping somebody would bring that.
I thought you were going to say that was our thong song.
I didn't bring it because I thought somebody else would. But, you know, if nobody else has it, I'll just sing
Wasp,
it.
Wasp, Animal, Fuck Like a Beast. Check it out at Vinyl Connection. Vinyl.
Connection.
You know, Roger just went and changed his shirt.
That is odd.
Why did you do that, Roger? I guess we could ask you between songs.
Roger, this is radio, remember?
Well, this is another news-breaking story, really, because we're becoming more of a news network every minute.
Yeah, we're just like KBRR. Too bad we don't have Amy Hockert here. I'm sure she'd love to be here for the sex show.
I've been wearing that shirt all day long, Ross, and it was starting to get kind of warm and sweaty, sort of. And I hate that feeling, so I thought...
We call breaking it in.
And I brought this other shirt that looked kind of like it, so not many people would notice, except for somebody with a really sharp, acute eye. And that was you. Congratulations.
Ross, you won a coffee cup from Between 8 and 12 Beers with Scott Wolf.
And Ross Rayla, a special guest, John Lamb.
I think he's a host now, as the website says.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Fly.
You know what, Fargo Moorhead? If you see any of us out at the bar, just ask for our card and we'll give it to you. We'll sign it even.
Yes, we have business cards now. Courtesy of our producer, Roger Hastings.
They're fabulous.
He's quite a guy. And somebody's been playing Asteroids again. Or Space Invaders, I think that's...
Scott, you want to introduce this next little duty?
Ross, where did you go this last week again? I keep forgetting.
Olympia, Washington.
Olympia,
what
Washington.
What are they? What's Olympia like? What do they do in Olympia?
Well, there's lots of hippies.
See, I've heard that that's one of the hotbeds of the early '90s punk rock scene. Now, do you know anything about that?
Like Nirvana.
Nirvana, yeah. I mean, they're not really well.
There's that too.
Yeah, you know. Does the Riot Girls scene?
Well, in about, like, 1992, I was listening to a lot of Erasure. Are they kind of punk rock? Or?
Yeah.
If you're...
The? You ever heard of them?
I actually brought the... I was going to bring the...
They're from
actually,
Olympia.
Scott, what would the...
He
the,
is.
Scott,
no, he's not.
What do they call the in France?
La la. It depends on if it's male or feminine, and it would be la la.
Well, Erasure with an E, I think, would be feminine. Roger,
I thought we were talking about the here, not Erasure.
Oh,
wait, let's
right.
Play this song. What's it called there, Scott Wolf?
Star-Bellied Boy. This one goes out to my fabulous co-host, Ross Rayla, from the Fargo Forum. I mean, High Plains Reader.
I mean, Midweek Eagle.
I actually read
Red River Eagle. Crusader, I mean.
I got a zit on my back.
John has
okay, the song's
going to
start any time now.
Yeah.
We're just cross-fading in.
Put the needle down, Roger.
I'm
isn't it? Ooh. Hey, you know, I'd like to think that the technical difficulties we have week in and week out are sort of like part of the charm of the show.
Yeah, that's what they call it, charm.
It's kind of like driving a Studebaker.
Oh.
That was a dad joke if I've ever heard one.
Say, Scott, I understand you've written some new poetry, won't you?
I have. I just like to... Is it okay if I read this, guys?
Sure, come on, Scott. Woo! Come on.
You know we want it. I'm kind of, you know...
Just do it.
Come shy on. About... Well, I'm kind of like Emily Dickinson. This is just a portion of the new poem I've written. And it goes a little bit like this. I'm kind of nervous. Anyway.
We're supporting you, Scott. Come on.
Thanks, guys.
Just think we're all drinking coffee and wearing
parades right
now.
I just think of all
right
the
now.
Listeners listening right now, and I'm just a little...
Pretend you're at the Trentino.
I'm at the Trentino. I'm with a lot of good poetry people. Anyway, here goes. Fatal if swallowed. My love's too much to hold. A deadly poison. A hot and heavy load. Fatal if swallowed. A love you can't... What the hell happened to my microphone here? Okay, never mind. Okay, let me start over again. Fatal if swallowed. My love's too much to hold. A deadly poison? A hot and heavy load. Fatal if swallowed. A love you can't resist. Another believer sealed with a kiss. And now here's a... This is a little bit later in the poem. What do you guys think so far?
I like it.
I'm mesmerized.
Okay. Here's another part of my poem. No protection. Forced injection. Feel the bite. Feel the sting. No detection. Slow infection. Now you know what good loving brings. What do you guys think?
Are you, like, in the next attention deficit span show?
Well, I've been hanging out with Sarah Kerensky for a while. She's a nice girl. She likes to talk about sex, too, but it's nothing like this, you know? I kind of bring a male point
Scott,
of view.
Well, yours is so real. That's what it's
yeah.
so...
It's raw.
Shocking. It's raw.
Straight from the heart.
Yeah.
Uncensored.
Yeah.
You don't listen to the man.
No, my favorite part about this is, taste it revolting, wishing you were dead. That's part of the other,
Well, you know, just you reading that, I think Ross and I kind of worked up a little song, so here, we'll give it a play and...
Oh, you guys made
see,
a song?
Yeah, well, see what you think. See if it sounds what you had in mind.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Okay, this is boring. Why don't we just... Put it on 45...
Thank you. call me the meat man. You ought to see me eat now. I'm the meat man. You ought to see me eat now. I got jaws like a bat trap, teeth like a razor, and a Maytag tongue with a sense of taste. I was born in Texas, the land of beef, but never cared much for being joined to hell like me. I'm the meat man. Oh, see me eat now. I'm the meat man. Oh, see me eat now. I've been down to Macon, Georgia, ate the buzz off a Georgia peach. Well, I plucked a chicken in Memphis, mama, I still got feathers in my teeth. Hey, I found a folk in Huntsville from a fine Alabama hole. Hey, the Choco steak in Dallas fed the phone to a Louisiana dog. I'm a meat man. All of me eat, ma'am. I'm the meat man. All of me eat, ma'am. Here's them and I.
I guess, were our mics on that whole time?
Was that Beat Man?
That was Meat Man.
Beat Man as in Sugar Beet Man?
He ate the fuzz off a Georgia peach. That Jerry Lee Lewis. Now, he knows how to please a woman.
To pate.
To pate.
And he knows how to fuck a chicken. Yeah.
And he knows. He fucked a chicken down to Macon, Georgia.
Who didn't?
It's so spicy. I love it.
I mean, finally, somebody to admit that they fucked a chicken. I mean, I've been waiting for years to come out of the closet as a chicken fucker.
Well, I had promised a surprise in the show earlier for those faithful listeners. By the way, what's the theme of tonight's show?
That's right, Molly Hatchet at the Red River State Fair.
The Showlander Pavilion.
It's the
Ross, we're just too drunk. Why don't you just go ahead with the rest of the
show? Yeah, I'm showing uncharacteristic restraint. See me again at about 11 p.m. tonight, and
Ross will
well,
be under the
chicken.
Table, acting like he's not there.
I'll be like Judy Garland, giving E-Train a blowjob under the table.
Well, now I can't believe you actually said that.
Yo, E-Train, what's up, dude?
Anyway, here's the surprise. It's the Britney surprise. And let's just go right to it. You ready there, Roger?
I did it again.
Baby, how was I supposed to know?
Explain that one.
That was the Skype fan Travis singing the Britney Spears song "Hit Me, Baby, One More Time."
So how would that sound with a Scottish accent?
Well, like I don't really do a Scottish accent, but
yeah, sure you do. It comes right after your
Jamaican. Come on, Mel Gibson, do it.
It comes after my what now?
Mel Gibson.
You remember Mel Gibson's little movie about the Scottish?
Oh, Gallipoli.
No, I'm talking Waterworld. Or is that Kevin Costner? I can't remember.
You mean Mad McMax?
Mad McMax.
Anyways.
We have a special announcement, but we're going to do it next week because it's not confirmed yet.
Yeah, because we need listeners next week, too.
Yeah, suckers.
But I want to announce to our two listeners that we've got that we'll stay live as long as you're with us. We'll stay live.
We love you.
Oh, God, do we ever.
This is the sex show of Between 8 and 12 Beers, this
and
last song.
This is kind of the after sex show song.
Oh.
This is the bonus track.
Oh, my.
If you know what I mean. Bone.
See y'all at Duffy's.
Tracks.